We've been discussing in this series of shiurim lessons we can learn about the nature of Talmud Torah, the nature of Torah study from sections of Chumash. And I'd like to look at an aspect of the Akedah, the binding of Yitzchak, the sacrificial act of bringing Yitzchak as an offering to God, but an aspect that applies to Torah study. Of course, the binding of Yitzchak, Akedat Yitzchak, is considered a seminal event in the development of faith, of the Jewish faith, of Avraham Avinu as a man of faith. It expressed his highest devotion to God, that he was willing to sacrifice his son. Questions arise about divine justice, about divine mercy, about the nature of man's commitment to God. I'd like to look at a comment that Rashi mentions that is often overlooked in the study of this parsha, and a certain insight that's brought to this by Rabbi Yaakov of Ishbitz, the author of the Hasidic work Beit Yaakov. And the aspect is how God asked Avram to bring Yitzchak as an offering, and whether or not Avram really understood what was happening. When Hashem commands Avram to bring Yitzchak as an offering, he says, bring your son, your only son, that you love, Yitzchak, and go to the land of Moriah, v'ha'alehu sham la'ola, and bring him up there as an offering. Al achad ha'arim asher omar elecho, on one of the mountains, but I'll tell you about later. I'll show you where to do it. Bring him up there as an offering. He doesn't say, slaughter him there. He says, bring him up as an offering. Now, the word ola, offering, in terms of the temple service, means a korban, a sacrificial offering, which is completely given to God and burnt on the altar. That is, as opposed to some korbanot, which are partially eaten by the kohanim, eaten by the owners of the people who brought the korban, by their friends, there can be guests. But an olah is a korban shekulo l'Hashem. However, the word olah simply means offering. Things can be offered in many different ways. Ha'alehu sham, bring him up there. Offer him. So at the end of the Akedah, when Avram is about to strike, he has the knife in his hand, and he's about to slaughter Yitzchak, the angel tells him, Avram, Avram, stop, this is not right, don't do it. And there, Rashi points out that Avram is in a bit of a dilemma. He doesn't understand how can it be that God commanded him to sacrifice his son. And now he's telling him not to do it. So there, Rashi quotes the Midrash that Hashem basically says to Avram, I didn't say shachtehu, I didn't say slaughter him, I said halehu, I said bring him up. Well, you brought him up, now you can take him down. In other words, I'm not changing my mind, I'm not rescinding the order, nothing has changed. I told you, ha'aleihu sham la'ola, this is in fact what you did. You have successfully carried out my demand, and now I am telling you to bring Yitzchak back into the world. What is this? Is it sophistry? Is it a happy ending? I didn't really mean it, Avraham. You see, it was just a test. I told you something, but I tricked you. I tricked you into thinking that that you would have to sacrifice your son, but it wasn't for real. Okay? Is it okay? All that trauma, all that fear, all that trembling, there's almost an act here of an illusion. Lest we think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, is some sort of charlatan, some sort of trickster, we have to understand exactly what is the nature of this command and its reinterpretation. Rav Yaakov of Ipshitz offers a novel, I think, an unbelievably novel, marvelous insight about what happened here. In Avram's world, in Avram's culture, in those days, and in many days since, the notion of an offering meant a burnt sacrifice. There was no such thing as an offering that did not involve slaughter, that did not involve being burnt on the altar. That was the meaning of the term. God is telling Avram that there can be a new type of offering, a different type of sacrifice. It is possible to offer oneself to God while still living in the world. Avram now has a challenge. His challenge is to be able to re-invite his understanding of this term, to redefine everything in Avram's background, everything in his culture, everything in the society would lead to only one interpretation of the phrase V'ha'aleihu sham le'ola. And now Avram has to accept that everything that he has thought until this point has to be reinterpreted. This is a key notion in Talmud Torah. As we say in the Shema, Asher Anochi mitzaveh etchem hayom, that I command you today, as Rashi comments, sheyu kol yom chadashim be'enecha, that every day the Torah has to be new. The way we understood it yesterday has to be revisited, reanalyzed, reinterpreted. Are we going to understand it the same way? I'm not suggesting that the Torah changes. I'm not suggesting that the halacha has to be reinterpreted every 5 minutes. What I'm suggesting is that the Torah demands constant reinvestigation, constant reinterpretation, constant development of a person's devotion to the Torah ideal and to Torah commitment. Avram is being asked by God for a new type of commitment, a new type of interpretation of what it means to be an offering to God. He is offering his son. Avram has lived a life devoted to God, but he has not yet offered his son. That is, apparently, we would understand that Avram has taught Yitzchak how to be a God-fearing individual, how to improve, develop in the service of Hashem. But Avram has not been asked to offer him, to give him over, to give up his claim that Yitzchak should be allowed to serve God in a way over which Avram no longer has control. This is a great challenge. It's a challenge both in terms of the request that God is making of Avram, the demand of giving up control of his son, but it's also a great demand because of the reinterpretation, because of the paradigm shift, because Avram has to know that it may be that everything he's thought until a certain point has to be revised or reinterpreted. Avram rises to this challenge. Avram understands that he has sacrificed, given up, offered Yitzchak to God. When Avram goes down from Har HaMoriah, he goes down without Yitzchak. Interestingly enough, twice on the way to Akedat Yitzchak, the Torah says, Vayelchu Shnehem Yachdav. The two of them, father and son, walked together. They walked together before Yitzchak knew what was going to happen. They continued walking together when Yitzchak became aware of his impending sacrifice. When Avram goes down the mountain, the Torah says, Vayasham Avraham el Na'arav, Avram returned to his servants, Vayakumu Vayelchu Yachdav el Beersheva. And they got up and they walked together, Yachdav el Beersheva, to Beersheva. When Avram was on the way to the Akeva, he walked with Yitzchak, Yachdav, together, Vayelchu Shnehem Yachdav, twice. Now Avram walks together with his two servants. Yitzchak no longer walks with Avram. Yitzchak will now find his own path. And this is part of the challenge of the parent who has to know that his child now is being offered as an opportunity for that child to serve Hashem in his own way. Avram is being challenged to reform his ideas of how his life should be lived, how his ideals should be defined. And this is a great lesson of Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah is our effort to constantly, again and again, try to truly understand Hashem's desire, Hashem's will, Hashem's demands from us in a better and better way, and not be bound by the understanding that we have had until this point. Thank you.